Happy New Year. We begin our year of 2020 as Jesus' ministry begins in Mark. Jesus heals a man with an unclean spirit and Peter's mother-in-law and a leper. Mark teaches us the power of Jesus compared to the other powers. Jesus teaches on his own authority. He doesn't say, "In the name of the Lord." Here Jesus heals or casts out demons because he is asked. Jesus isn't trying to draw attention to himself as a healer of people with fever. He does the healing because he loves the people. Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. Jesus is proclaiming the kingdom of God has come near. He also proclaims the power and authority of God in Jesus Christ. And he proclaims to all nations the good news of the open gate of salvation. Jesus cast out demons because our demons get in the way of the good news. Our demons lead us away from God. The demons respond to Jesus as a plural being because they know he is more than just a human. They also called him the Holy One of God, which shows Jesus is of greater authority. He silences them with the power and authority that is Jesus, not only over demons, but also sickness shown to Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus is in charge in Mark verses 28 through 34. While Jesus is praying in the wilderness place, the deserted place, those searching found him, and he says, "Let us go to the other places." Jesus will not be restricted to one location. He has power, authority, and a larger mission. The third healing in the story is of a man with a skin disease, and Jesus has pity, or in a better translation of this story, the word pity is more like anger. Jesus stretched out his hand, touching the man who is cleansed, according to the scripture, and yet Jesus doesn't get leprosy. Again, Jesus warns the man to not tell them how he was healed, but sends him back to the temple to reveal his cleanness. The illness is not an issue for Jesus, and his message is not about the disease, but about Jesus' authority and power over all things. The authority of Jesus is greater than any demon and anything that could draw us away from God, including illness and disease. Jesus comes to bring a message of an open gate that leads us to eternal life. Because of the love of God, the open gate of Jesus shows a love that leads us to love others and sends us to the neighboring communities proclaiming the message. God loves us and comes to us in his Son, Jesus Christ, the open gate that brings us life through faith. We go proclaiming that good news so others will come to know God's love and will see the power of the one who is the open gate. This is where we will find hope in a world that keeps trying to separate us from the one true God, the God of all creation, the God who will open the gate of salvation for all who have ears to hear. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Healing Lord Jesus, you performed miracles that helped followers become aware of your presence and your magnificence. Surprise us today with miracles that we desperately seek, and make your presence known to all. Be the open gate to those longing for a relationship of hope, the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.